Marty, good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We begin with some celebration at New Mexico State University. There was an inauguration, of course, for the new chancellor and president.
Yeah, Dan Arvizu and John Floros. That was last Thursday at the Corbett Center. And it was a day to feel good about the university, its future, and a lot of speeches talking about how much hope there is for the university and still acknowledging the challenges that lie ahead. But Mr. Arvizu said that he's working to create, quote, a culture of higher expectation at NMSU. And NMSU Board of Regents Chair Deborah Hicks was quoted as saying, "I'm confident that the future of NMSU is in good hands with these two exceptional individuals." So it was that kind of a day. And then we all wake up tomorrow and face those challenges, and hopefully, they will lead it into the future.
Yes. Okay. Well, very good. We also, very appropriate to Thanksgiving week, have a story and a gift guide that deals with giving opportunities for the holiday season.
We're such a giving community, aren't we?
We are.
There are so many organizations, individuals, government sometimes involved, just private organizations, nonprofits, et cetera, that especially this time of year, backpack giveaways, Toys for Tots, Toys for Kids, turkey giveaways, drives, food drives, all those sorts of things. They're all listed in two places in the bulletin. There's a pull-out gift guide. We do this every year. And then there's also a story in the bulletin itself talking about a number of opportunities for people to give this holiday season.
Very good information. We look for that every year. In the arts, the Las Cruces High School Day of the Dead art project.
Yeah, and I like highlighting high school projects, and there's a lot of work being done by high school artists, not only in their schools, but they're hanging art at the government center, for that matter. But this is Las Cruces High, and they had a class that asked them to create drawings and paintings of artists. Now, these are dead artists, but iconic artists. Quote, "using the skeleton or part of the skeleton and part of the artist as he, she looked, along with selected objects, images, styles, and symbols that portray the artist." So that sounds kind of vague in a way, but they took that to heart and came up with some really interesting portraits of different artists such as George O'Keefe and others.
And we get to see them.
We've got their the photographs
All
of them.
All right. Another thing we'll get to see and read about is a story in business related to Small Business Saturday coming up this Saturday.
And the one we're really focusing, we just happened to get the information from Casa Camino Real Bookstore. It's on Tornillo Street. And they are presenting two extensive and fairly rare vinyl collections. And a lot of these, if not all, are unopened, still sealed vinyl records, mostly 33 album type sizes. And one of them is from Rudy Tellez. He's a legendary TV producer. He was in broadcast in, industry in El Paso and Las Cruces, and apparently also in California. He's got quite a background. But he amassed, just because he was in the music field at times and just in media in general, he amassed quite a collection of vinyl records that are going to be on display and for sale on Saturday and Sunday at the Tornillo Gallery, 10 to 6 on Saturday for Small Business Saturday. There's another one from Eva Lamb, a professor of German at MSU, and she's got a big collection as well.
And we wrap up with less than a minute with sports. Centennial High School's football team has a big day Friday.
Yeah, they're the last team standing from Cruces in the state football playoffs. Mayfield was eliminated early. Las Cruces High lost last week to La Cueva. Well, La Cueva and Centennial meet Friday night in Albuquerque, Wilson Stadium, 7 o'clock. And they're both undefeated, ranked second and third in the state, respectively. Should be a really good game and something to keep an eye on for. And if they win, they'll go to the state tournament. State championship.
Lots of fun. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. It's already out there because it's Thanksgiving week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.